Welcome, everyone, to WRMJ's Business Spotlight. This is John Hoscheid, and today we have a special edition. And joining me here at the WRMJ studios are Jason Doherty of Doherty Brothers, LLC, and Doug Sturgill, who's going to be the manager of Countryside Lodge Dining. And people are going, well, what's that? Well, you've probably been seeing a lot of activity at the former Town & Country restaurant and a lot of Doherty Brothers trucks out there from their roofing and home improvement business. And Jason, you decided to buy that building and going to do some things with it. What made you decide to do that?
For years, we've thought that the community could use some more things for kids to do, especially, you know, growing or raising young kids here and going to other communities, spending money in you know, the Quad Cities and stuff. Why can't we have more family gatherings and more things for kids to do right here in town?
And Doug, you two hooked up by talking about roofing, and the next thing you know, the plans for Countryside Lodge Dining are put in place. So that is going to take the place of Town & Country Restaurant. Explain what's going on there.
Yes, like I said, with Jason with the roofing business, they decided to purchase the building. And when I heard that, I thought, wow, that'd be something to be part of that again. And so I had talked to Brandon because he'd come over to look at my roof. And that's how it all began. And then I got Jason online, and we sat down, and here we are.
Well, so what are people going to find at Countryside Lodge Dining when it opens?
Well, we're going to go back to our kind of my roots as far as the dining experience with the home-cooked meals and a lot of the favorites that I used to create. And we're going to have them back. We're still going to have a full salad bar. We'll have our buffets on Sunday like I used to do. And a lot of new creations, I would say, as far as getting some ideas on some new dishes that aren't out in the left field somewhere. Mm-hmm. Everybody will know what it is, but we're going to have our good old favorites as well.
And you said with this new restaurant, it's in the same footprint of the Town & Country restaurant, but you said when people walk in the door, they won't recognize it.
That's correct. We're going to have, well, it's in the process now. We basically gutted the restaurant. And kitchen's going to be totally redone, and the dining room is going to be beautiful. Jason's idea was on there to make it a northern lodge, a cabin lodge, and when you walk in there, you'll say, where are we at? It's going to be beautiful when we're done with it.
Well, that sounds tremendous, and it's going to have a kid's banquet room, so to speak, with it?
Yes, the banquet room that was there will still be used for private parties, birthday parties, and meetings if you need to, because they build a wall in there now so we can have that secluded so it's actually private.
Okay, now Jason, let's talk about the rest of the building, the plans for it. I'm sure people are wondering, is there going to be bowling again?
Yep, absolutely. There's been lots of questions, lots of rumors. That's why we're here. We're trying to answer as much of that as we can. There are 10 lanes out there. And our goal right now is to rehab every one of those. We're working on those, and those are going to be a longer process than the rest of the building because of the heavy maintenance that we're having to do. But our goal is to have all 10 lanes running and open to the public again in the coming year.
And as you said, you're looking for something for youth, and you're going to have an arcade for the kids?
Yeah, that's right. We've removed the bar. So the bar actually will be two things. Half of it is going to be a large arcade for kids. Again, hitting that thing where I think there's a gap here. There's not a ton for kids to do outside of school and sports. So we're trying to offer more things in one building. So we'll have a large arcade in there. And the other half of that then will be a small office space for the roofing company that I own as well.
Okay. And another thing, speaking of things for kids to do. The Doherty name is known, synonymous with wrestling, and you've done something with that. You've created a wrestling club out there as well?
Absolutely. Yep. I'm very passionate about that sport. Like you said, my whole family has been. And I've got several others in the community here that are helping. There's actually six or seven coaches right now, and most of them are right here from Aledo. And yeah, we're fully functioning. We're up to over 30 kids in the first year. It's growing fast, and we love to see it. Just trying to help give kids an extra opportunity. We're unaffiliated. We're unattached to the schools. So that means that kids almost all ages can come see us just for that extra learning. And my head coach is even starting to do some private lessons, and things are really going well.
And you already have a facility called the Dragon's Lair, a wrestling room out there?
That's correct, yes.
And Jason, one thing I know you wanted to add is the fact that this wrestling club is for boys and girls.
That's right. It is called the Dragon's Lair Wrestling Club, and now we have a separate practice session about to start with we call them the Lady Dragons Wrestling Club. So they will actually have their own practice times where we have coaches that work directly with girls only, so they can wrestle not in the same facility at the same time as the boys. The girls wrestling is growing fast, especially in Iowa. It's starting to catch here in Illinois, and there's a big void in this area for girls wrestling. And it's growing super fast. We've got a lot of attention for it, and I'm super excited to grow that part of the sport.
Yep. Okay, yeah, tremendous. Now, you mentioned Doherty Brothers Roofing and Home Improvement, so your corporate business office will be in that building as well.
Yeah, so it'll be on the side, kind of separate, but in the same building, obviously. But it'll have doors that are locked most of the time. So Doherty Brothers Roofing and Home Improvement will have a small office space on the east side of the building.
All right, here's another big question I'm sure everybody's asking you. What's the timetable for things being completed?
It's kind that of is just the biggest just, question.
Yeah. It's in the open air right now.
Yeah.
We're working with multiple contractors, architects.
Supplies.
Nothing's fast. We're as fast as we can. That's the answer that we're telling everybody. We're hoping sometime midsummer, but we just don't know yet.
Okay. Well, listen, this is very exciting news because just like everyone else, I'm driving by there all the time going, what are those guys up to in there? What are they going to do with that? So this is pretty nice, pretty cool news.
Yeah, I kind of like to throw one more thing in there. It's kind of a nod to the past as far as the building's concerned. It's going to be new and improved in those terms, but we're going to go back to the main entrance of the building where you enter. You don't have a separate restaurant door. That will be an exit door eventually, but you'll come in the double doors and you access everything from one doorway.
Okay.
You can go in, go to the kids' arcade, you turn right, go into the restaurant, straight forward the bowling alley, and then you've got the banquet room and the wrestling club.
All right, well, very good, gentlemen. This is exciting news. I want to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
That's Jason Doherty of Doherty Brothers LLC and Doug Sturgill, the manager of the new Countryside Lodge Dining. Hopefully, as you heard, by midsummer, they'll be ripped and ready to roll. So keep your eye out, and we'll let you know when that's ready to happen. And I want to thank them for joining me today on the Business Spotlight.